Radio Pulpit, 657 AM.
Mlaleli ngabe akhona amahlelo kade wahlelile for 2020 na. Ngabe izikhona into ebofisa ukuzenza ngonyaka luka 2020 mara nawuthi yaqala unyaka uyangekupheleni indwezo sengakazifinyeleli. Ngabe mhlambe iCOVID-19 ikwenze banyana ubhalele ukwenza into kade ufisa ukuzenza ekuthomeni kwenyaka na. Namhlanje ngivumele ngivule ihloko esithi ungapheli amandla. Ihloko esithi do not give up. Mlalelo okhuluma ngupastor Lindiwe Mamabolo. Incwadi ethi siyithola lapha kuGalatians chapter 6 verse 9 ithini? Ithi asingadinwa ukwenza okulungileko ngombana ngesikhathi esifaneleko sizokuvuna nakube asipheli amandla. Mlaleli nasibhayibheli ikhuluma ngokuvuna. Ithi kunesikhathi esihleliweko bonyana wena nami sikwazi ukuvuna. Kunesikhathi iBhayibheli ithi there's an appointed time, there's a proper time. Kunesikhathi uzima sihlelileko bonyana mna nawe sivune, sithole sikudinga kwempilweni, sithole imbusiso ubaba afuna bonyana sibe nazo. Mlaleli ikhuluma ngokuvuna. Ukuvuna nasicabanga ngakho sicabanga or sikhumbula abantu abalimako. Mlaleli umuntu olimako uthatha imbewu. Ngokuthoma uthoma alime alime nqedwa ukulima njalo ayenzeni atshale imbewu. Nanqedwa ukutshala imbewu akalimi lapho nalapho, wenzani? Uyalinda, alindele izulu, alindele ini? Alindele ihlobo. Athi nasela alindileko ayenzeni akwazi ukuthola ukuvuna. Nakavuna ko lapho inithelo azivuna komlaleli zihle begode ziphakeme begode zidlula imbewu kade azitshalile. Mlaleli kukhona ukulinda okukhona empilweni, kukhona ukulinda ekufunekako empilweni. Nasicala indwezo zephasi, nasicala indwe zepilo mhlambe njengokuthola umntwana, mhlambe namhlanje bayasho ukuthi uzithwele uzokuthola umntwana, kunokulinda okukhona empilweni. Before ungambamba umntwana lo, before ungamkhulisa umntwana lo, kunokulinda okukhona empilweni. Mhlambe namhlanje uregistere a degree or mhlambe ufuna ukufundela uyaphambili, mhlambe use university, kunokulinda okukhona empilweni. Mhlambe ufuna ukustart ibusiness before ingathoma iphumelele libe phezulu, kunokulinda okuthize empilweni. Mara kanengi uSathane wenzani? Wenza uletha inkinga, aletha imvunguvungu, aletha ukumnyama nobunzima, kukhuphukele enzele banyana kusenzeni siphele amandla, enzele senzeni si give up, sibona ngathi into layibereki. Kunemkhumbulo ethize enza banyana sikuthi mhlambe ke siphele amandla. There are certain thoughts or mhlambe amabanga athize khona uSathane asipha wona ayenza banyana siphele amandla. Amabanga anjani? Amabanga okufana nokuthi mhlambe fear of failure ingakwenza banyana uphele amandla, mhlambe ukuziqalela phansi ukuthi mina mhlambe angikafundeki ukuya phambili, mhlambe omunye umuntu angayenza kungqono kunami, mhlambe omunye umuntu uhlakaniphe ukudlula mina, mhlambe omunye umuntu impilo yakhe iyakarisa kunayami, yami ipast yakhona ayikarisi. Kunemikhumbulo ethize engasenza abanyana senzeni siphele amandla, silahle amandla. Mlaleli kunamagama akhulunywa umuntu ohlakaniphileko. Wathini? Wathi abantu abanenganengi nabalisako nabangalako or mhlambe ba give up on a certain thing that they were doing, aba-church bonyana abaseduze kangaka nokuphumelela. In other words, we quit without realizing how close we were to success when we gave up. Silahlela ithawele singa-church bonyana siseduze kangangani. Kufana mhlambe nekuseni ngamasa ngabo-3 ngabo-4 kwenzani? Kuyakhuphukela, kunomoya, kumnyama khulu, kulaka nengi silahlela khona ithawele. Singacabangi bonyana u-5 o'clock is just around the corner, ilanga liyavela ngasikade. Mlaleli mhlambe unyaka lo bowuhlelile bonyana ngesikhathesi ngo-November mhlambe ngizabe ngenze nje, ngenyanga le mhlambe ngizabe sengifikelele la, mara because of i-COVID-19 mhlambe because of challenges of life azange ukwazi ukufikelela lapho. I want to say to you, do not give up. Mhlambe unyaka lo uplan ukuthi mamfundisi unyaka lo ngifuna ukuthatha mara azange uphumelele. I want to say to you, do not give up. Mhlambe unyaka lo benihlele umtshado wenu mara azange nikwazi ukufinyelela, azange nikwazi ukuthi ilanga lelo lifike. I want to say to you, do not give up. Mlalele, as long as kusese nomphefumulo enyameni, uzima usengakaqedi ngathi, kusese nethemba, kusese nesikhathi bonyana uzima azibonakalise empilweni zethu. Mhlawumbe unyaka lo wothi ufuna ukurejistara mara izinto azange zikhambe ngendlela yakho. I want to say to you, do not give up. Mhlawumbe you were planning to start a business, mhlawumbe bowusowuthomile ekuthomeni kwenyaka mara phakathi kwenyaka imvunguvungu zempilo, imvunguvungu ze-COVID-19 zakukhipha ehlelweni lakho. I want to say to you, do not give up. Mlalele, mhlawumbe you were planning to start a family, mhlambe bowufuna ukwakha indlu, mhlambe bowufuna ukwenza okuthize, whatever it is that you wanted to do, I want to say to you, do not give up. Mlaleli yasinahlala phansi sicabanga abantu ebayenza inwezi ezimangalisako. Nasicabanga uHenry Ford mlaleli ikolo yakho yokthoma yenzako benganabelo elingako bengeke yachiya ipere. Mara namhlanje sibona inkolo yezigijima ngendlela esimanga. Mlaleli nasicabanga mhlawumbe the Wright brothers abantu abathoma imphaphamchini. Isiphaphamchini sokthoma basenza omlaleli sathi nasithi siyaphapha siyaphakama sawa bese samochakala mlaleli, but they never gave up. They continued. Namhlanje sibona imphaphamchini iziphapha ngamandla ngespeed ibile ziphapha at a higher altitude. Why? Azange balahlela ithemba. Mhlawumbe nawe usekhaya uyaqala abanyana mamfundisi uNovemba nakufikile unyaka sokuphelile, mara nangithi ngiyaqala into ebengizihlelile ko for 2020 angikazange ngikwazi ukuzifinyelela. Into ebengizifisa for 2020, into ebengifuna ukuzenza for 2020 ngibhalile ukuzenza. Mlalele ngithanda ukuthi sicale abantu napha ebahlangana nemvunguvungu zempilo mara zange ba give up, ebahlangana nemimoya emimbi, imoya elwa nokuphumelela kodwa nazange balahlela ithawula. But before singacala abantu la mlaleli, I want us to remember the words in the book of Proverbs chapter 24 verse 16. U15 ulapho uyakhuluma uthini, uverse 15 uthi singamochi ipilo or mhlambe sikhulume ngokumbi ngabantu bakazimo, abantu abathembekileko. Mlaleli uyazi kunabanye abantu nababona umuntu azama ukwenza into ethize empilweni bangakhuluma kumbi ngaye, bafuna ukwenza bafuna umuntu lo aphela amandla. There are people nababona ukuthi mhlambe you are trying to do certain things bazokuthoma bakhulume. Mlaleli uyazi kaningi nawuhlezi ungenzi litho abantu nabo bazithulele, kaningi sitha nawuhlezi ungenzi litho kaningi asitsho litho. Mhlawumbe njengenja mlaleli nayibona ikolo ihleziwe yenzani, inje yakuhamba ilale ngaphasi kwekolo, mara ikolo ile nayithoma ithi yakuhamba inje nasise ikhongotha ikolo ile. Nempilweni kunjalo mlaleli, nawuthoma uthi wenza ukuthize nazinkulumo zibakhona nakamanabo abakhona napa abantu abafuna ukujama ngaphambi abotobias bempilo le mlaleli abafuna ukujama ngaphambi kwakho. Ipilo injalo, nawuthi ufiselela izinto, nawuthi ufuna ukufikelela lapha, ufuna ukufinyelela lapha, ufuna ukwenza ukuthize, then inkulumo ziyathoma. Ithi ningafuni ningamochi izindlu zabangqwele, ithi ningamochi impilo zabangqwele, ithi ningakhulumi kumbi ngabantu abakazimo abangqwele. Iverse 16 ithi noma ningabalinga amakhedlo amaningi, noma ningabazama ithi bangawa, ithi they may fall 7 times mara ithi abarabhalali lapho, ithi bayaphakama. Ithi they may fall 7 times mhlawumbe nawe ulingile ekuthomeni konyaka, mhlawumbe unyaka opheleleko odlulileko ulingile, mhlawumbe unyaka loya kwa 2016-2015 walinga kodwa kwabhalelwa. I want to say to you, do not give up. Mhlambe kukhona kade ukuzama ekuthomeni konyaka, mhlambe beyi-business ukuthi mamfundisi bengizama ukuthi ngenze 1-2-3 mara ichabalele. I want to say to you, do not give up. Mlaleli ithi the righteous may fall 7 times but benzani, ithi they rise again. Ithi mlaleli abarabhalali lapho abantwana bakazimo, abahlali lapho abantwana bakazimo. Mlaleli kaningi kukhona ifeyila ikhona kaningi, before we can even succeed kuyaba khona isikhathi lokuthi sibhalelwe, mara sipheleli lapho mlaleli, siyachubeka. Ngathana uHenry Ford walisa lapho mlaleli ngayikolo mhlamba siyazi, ngathana the Wright brothers mhlambe balisa lapho in attempting ukwenza isiphaphamchini mhlambe namhlanje ngasisazi mlaleli. Yini ofisa ukukwenza, yini okade uhlela ukukwenza, yini okuthomile kobothi uyakwenza mlaleli? I want to say to you, do not give up. Mhlambe boregisterile or bothi uzokuregistera mara izinto zange zikhambe ngendlela. I want to say to you, as long as there's still flesh in the body, there's still hope. Our God does not sleep nor slumber. Usese na kwenza kwa akuhlelileko ngempilo yakho, ngoba unguzimo nendaba nathi, kuzimo sikhathalelako, kuzimo ofuna abanyana sifinyelele la yena afuna abanyana sifinyelele khona. Mlaleli napa abantu ngithanda ukuthi namhlanje sikhulume ngababili ebahlangana nemvunguvungu zempilo mara azange bayenzele, azange baphela amandla, azange balise. Ngithanda sicale lapho uPeter, iBhayibheli iyasitshela abanyana uPeter babereke ubusuku wonke bazama ukuthim face. Mlaleli ukhumbula they were experienced fishermen, bebazi bonyana isimo nasinje imfesi betholakala endaweni enje, mara iBhayibheli iyasitshela ukuthi nawo with the experience they had mlaleli ba experience i failure. Because sometimes you can be experienced, sometimes you can have knowledge, sometimes you can be in marriage for years mara umangale imvunguvungu zingena ngakwakho, sometimes you can be an experienced employee, an experienced businessman mara uhlangana nani nama challenges, uhlangane nani ne season of failure. That season can make you, you know, want to give up, but I want to say to you, do not give up. uPeter The Bible says they toiled all night. Mlalela abantu nabalele kuba nababereka, abantu nabalele kuba nabazama ukwenza impilo, mara wenzani? IBible ithi angafunyane litho. Uthi asahlanza amanet mlaleli. When Jesus came and said, "Let's do it again," IBible ithi uthi uPeter wabuyela mlaleli. Mhlambe nawe uzimu ulingile impilo, ulingile ukwenza okuthize, mhlambe ubhalelwe, mhlambe ulingile ukufinyelela endaweni ethize kodwa zange ufinyelele. I want to say to you, do not give up. As long as uJesus asenawe mlaleli, as long as asiseduze kwakho mlaleli, noma nganawe mlaleli uyakwazi ukummema namhlanje, umbize, ummeme endweni zakho, ummeme empilweni nakho kokuthoma. Naqeda ummeme empilweni nakho, uzokumangala iminyango ekade ivaliwe ivuleka, uzokumangala iminyango ekade ivule isitha empilweni yakho ivaleka mlaleli. Na ummema ngaye uyakwazi ukunqoba, na ummema ngaye uyakwazi ukuphumelela mlaleli. Mlaleli, yini into ofuna ukuyenza? Yini into obuyihlelile ko for 2020? Yini into obufisa ukuyifinyelela enyakeni ka 2020? I want to say to you, as long as there's still flesh, there's still breath in the flesh, mlaleli, there's still hope, because the God that we serve does not sleep nor slumber. Akawuzeli akalali mlaleli, uyasikhathalela indaba nathi mlaleli. UPeter went back again at the command of Jesus, and look at the outcome. Kwenzakalani? IBhayibhile babamba imfesi eziningangako bese lezidakula namanede bese lezenza abanyana isikepe sabo lesi sithome singathi siyasinkha mlaleli. Zimbusiso esizithola ko nasingayenzeni, nasingapheli amandla, nasiphikelelako. Khumbula ivesi yethu yakaGalatians 6:19 ithi asingadina ukwenza okulungileko. Mhlambe kukhona ukwenza komlaleli. IBhayibhile namhlanje, do not be weary, ithi let us not give up, let us not be discouraged mlaleli, let us not quit mlaleli. Mhlambe uSathane has been whispering words, you know, of defeat, ukuthi hayi man, lahleli ithawele. I want to say to you, do not quit, do not quit. Maybe the results are not good as yet, but do not quit. Maybe ukwenza usengakabona umvuno, just like a farmer who waits for the rain and for sunshine mlaleli, nawe linda, because the harvest is around the corner, and the harvest is bigger, better, the harvest is nicer than the seed mlaleli lo uyiplantileko mlaleli. Wesibili, ngithanda sicala impilo kaRuth mlaleli. URuth wathi nahlangana nechallenges mlaleli, azanga lahlela ithemba, azanga lisa ukwenza okulungileko mlaleli, azanga ncalele umamazala, ngoba umamazala izinto bese ziphelile, umnotho wose uphelile mlaleli. UNaomi walahlekela ngubaba kwakhe mlaleli, walahlekelwa amadodana akhe mlaleli, indoda kaRuth yabhubha mlaleli. But that did not make Ruth to give up mlaleli, to say, you know what, Naomi, you have nothing to offer me anymore. You don't have a husband, you don't have a son that can marry me, you don't have money anymore, ipilo seyimbi, now I'm also going so that I can see ukuthi ipilo ngiphathelane mlaleli. Azangathi imvunguvungu zomhlaba nazifika ko alise, mara wenzani? Wabambelela, wahlala mlaleli. Look at the outcome ukuthi kwenzakalani mlaleli. I want to say to somebody this morning, I want to say to somebody today, I want to say to somebody, enyakeni o-challenging osibe nawe 2020, la sahlaselwa khona i-COVID-19, ukuthi as long as there's still breath in the flesh mlaleli, there's still hope. Uzimu sasenendaba nathi, uzimu sasenamahlelo ngempilo zethu mlaleli. Uyazi bonyana sizokufika njani la afuna sifike khona mlaleli. Thina mdele sikwenze kwenzani? Ukubambelela enthembisweni zakhe. Uthini? Uthi asingapheli amandla mlaleli, asingapheli amandla, asingadina ukwenza okulungileko. Ithi ngombana sizokuvuna mlaleli, ukuvuna kubekiwe, kodwana ukuvuna kubekelwe lapha abangalahla ithemba, laba abanga give up iko mlaleli. Mlaleli, nami ngithanda ukuthi namhlanje, let us not give up mlaleli. Maybe whatever that you have purposed in your heart, whatever that you have purposed for your family, whatever that you have purposed for your business, whatever that you have purposed concerning your job mlaleli, the plans that you have made mlaleli, mhlambe beginning of the year or mhlambe unyaka odluleko, I want to say to you mlaleli namhlanje ukuthi ungapheli amandla mlaleli. Don't walk away from those plans, don't walk away from those desires, don't walk away from those goals because you have experienced certain challenges, because COVID-19 affected or had an impact on you mlaleli. Yes, it had an impact, but kumbula, it was just a season. God is about to do something big. God is about to do something great. God is about to bless you with blessings that you will not have room to store them. In mlaleli. Kumbula uPeter mlaleli, boat sinking blessings, net breaking blessings took place mlaleli. Mara kwenzakaleni? Before they took place mlaleli, there was a challenge mlaleli. They struggled, they experienced failure, but when Jesus commanded them to do it again mlaleli, I hear the Holy Spirit commanding you to do what you felt like giving up on mlaleli. Ngizumoya ngcwele uthi mlaleli, wenzeni? Yenza lokho uzima ufuna bonyana ukwenze. Ungasabi mlaleli, mhlambe fear of failure beyikubambile, but this today mlaleli ngithanda ukukukhuthaza ukuthi don't allow that fear of failure to cripple you. Don't allow the challenges of 2019 or 2020. Don't allow the challenges of COVID-19 to cripple you. Don't allow the economic impact or what our country is going through ngesikhathi mlaleli to cripple your goals or to cripple your plans mlaleli. Ngombana as long as usasenozimo nawe mlaleli uyakwazi ukwenza nenzene ayenze thina singakwazi ukukwenza mlaleli. Mhlawumbe usekhaya you don't know him as your Lord and Savior. Mhlawumbe you want to say mamfundisi, I want to accept him, I want to receive him, I want Jesus by my side so that indlela zami zikwazi ukuvuleka. I think ikuphithuba lelo mlaleli as I close ngiba uthandaze nami. Maybe you are at home, you want to invite Jesus as your Lord and Savior. You don't have to pay anything, you don't have to go anywhere, you don't have to perform gimmicks mlaleli. All you need to do is to open your heart and receive him and pray a prayer of faith mlaleli. Thandaza nami uthi, dear Heavenly Father, today I come before you just as I am. Forgive me my sins. Wash away my sins. I confess that I'm a sinner. I confess that Jesus died and rose again. Father, write my name in the book of life. Jesus, I accept you as my Lord and my Savior. Thank you, Father, for saving me. God bless you. Amen and amen.
It's difficult to face the overwhelming pressures of life alone. Sometimes we just need someone to talk to, someone to listen to us. And what better way to do that than through a quick and easy WhatsApp text? Whether you're having a hard time coping with school, family issues, being bullied, depression, or anxiety, speak to someone who cares today. Send a WhatsApp message to 064-530-6805 or 074-995-9085. Our I Am Youth Counseling team, Charles Dudoy and Danny Vambili, are ready to connect with you today.